So this is Lavonia Mallory of 105.3 FM, the Sanctuary for Independent Media. We have another exciting episode of Drop the Mic. The sound you just heard was a song written by Coltrane, jazz genius, performed by a young jazz genius right here from the Capital District. For my listeners, tell them your name and a little bit about yourself.
My name's Henry Fernandez. I'm 19 years old. I'm from upstate New York. I've lived here my whole life, although I was born in New York City. And I'm currently studying music at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music in Ohio.
So for my listeners, tell them what school did you go to locally and your high school, and why Oberlin?
Well, I went to Christian Brothers Academy for high school in Albany, New York. And then I decided to go to Oberlin mainly so that I could study with the master saxophonist, Gary Bartz.
So, I mean, I've seen you play. I've heard you play before. You were just sharing with me that you're not really into buying a lot of fancy equipment because you want the music to come from you, not from the kind of equipment that you're playing. What's so special about this particular saxophone? You said it has a nice setup. What exactly does that mean?
Well, mainly it, I feel like I'm not limited by it. It allows me to produce the sounds that I want to produce. It doesn't make the sound for me. I have to work at the sound, but it's not limiting in any way, really.
Now, some folks have said that, you know, I've heard them talking about your skill and your talent. Tell my listeners, any sort of awards that you've won as a young musician, any place that you've played or any accolades that you've had over your limited career?
I should have printed out my resume. But, oh, man. I received a few awards when I was in high school. I think the Louis Armstrong Award, which is given out to high school students for jazz performance, and also the Barry Richmond Careers in Music Scholarship, the Lee Shaw Memorial Scholarship.
So tell me, what do you love about the saxophone? What is it about that instrument that drew you to it?
Oh, man, I love how vocal it is and how close to the human voice it is and how much you can express in that way. And I also love how versatile it is and how many sounds you can get out of it and how it's a really beautiful cross between a brass instrument to me. But it has the vocal quality of a brass instrument, but it's so free technically. Like, you can play a lot of stuff that's more like what a violinist or a flute player might play. So I really like that combination. Yeah.
And tell me, are you really a jazz musician? What kind of musician are you?
That's a good question. And I actually don't believe in the word jazz. I don't really think of myself as any particular kind of musician. I like to try. I study. I'm getting a degree in jazz performance because I like the approach that quote unquote jazz musicians take to music. I like the oral approach. I think it's the best way to study music in order to be able to adapt to any given musical situation. So the skills that I learned approaching music in that way are very transferable to maybe I might be playing a funk gig or playing some Caribbean music or playing gospel. It's all interconnected in that way. And I think that the way it's synthesized in jazz is what attracts me to that way of studying music.
Would you consider yourself a technical player? Are you very technical in your approach to music? Or do you approach it more from like a feel?
Well, when I'm practicing, I'm working out technical ideas and thoughts. But when I'm playing, when I'm performing, it's all feeling. Because there's no when you're creating improvised music is so spontaneous, there's no time to think. So I try to do the thinking when I'm practicing so that when I hit the bandstand, I'm just free to express myself.
So do you have your own little group back in Oberlin? Where is Oberlin anyway?
It's about 30 miles south of Cleveland in northern Ohio. And I play in a number of groups, playing many various styles of music in Oberlin.
So do you have your own band yet? Are you the star? Lead?
Am I the star? No. There's no groups where I am the star. When I come home and I book shows, I usually book them in my name. I usually call it the Henry Fernandez Trio or the Henry Fernandez Quartet, however many people may be playing. But I don't have a steady band right now. I when I'm home, I play with whatever musicians who I know are available to play. When I'm at Oberlin, I play in two steady bands that are the same musicians every time, but I'm a sideman in both of those groups.
So are you playing anywhere locally while you're home this time, or will you be back for the summer, and will you be doing gigs then?
I had a gig the other day, but I don't have any more booked this month before I go back to Oberlin. I'll definitely be performing this summer, probably at the Daily Grind or the Madison Poorhouse or other locations to be announced.
So where were you yesterday?
I was playing at the Schenectady Farmers Market this past Sunday.
Yeah. Cool. Lots of music at the Schenectady Farmers Market. Yeah. Nobody would think that, right?
Yeah, it's nice. They have two acts every Sunday. Yeah.
So tell my listeners, do you have like a Facebook page or a website where people can download some of your music or see you performing?
Well, I have a SoundCloud account where I've uploaded a lot of my music. I think it's called Henry James Fernandez Music or just Henry James Fernandez. And I have a YouTube channel called Henry Fernandez Music, where there's some videos of me playing.
And tell my listeners the spelling of your last name.
Fernandez.
And what about any, being Latino, any Latino jazz artists or musicians that you follow their style or have copied their style or sort of infused, and infused it into your style?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, especially like from the time I was a little boy to midway through elementary school, almost like all the only music I listened to was Caribbean dance music. That's what my father has in his record collection. A lot of New York, Puerto Rican artists, like Hector Lavoe, and also the Cuban piano player Nachito Herrera, and Willie Colon, I listened to quite a bit. El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. Those are all groups that played a big role in my development early on, especially in the vocal style, the expressiveness in the singing, and the way they phrase their lines, and in the way the vocalists do call and response with themselves, and the nuance in the groove, and how danceable the rhythms are, is something that is I try to keep very present in my music.
Well, it sounds like you sort of incorporate a lot of different styles into this music approach that you're developing. It's growing into your own approach with the jazz and the Latin beats, all of that coming together, and like you said, gospel and all of that mixing up together. It's going to turn out to be a real rich stew by the time you're finished.
Yeah.
Do you think you can play something else for us?
So this is a Thelonious Monk song called Ask Me Now. Ha
Thank you.